Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Nachman Shor. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas Mar Ishanel Abbas Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon Ben Reb David.
Gemara Yoma Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph brings a maysa about a chet chamor that the Bnei Yisrael did, and an einish was nigzer al them where Gavriel was commanded to take a maloi chafnav gachla yesh mi beina kruvim, and to throw it under Yerushalayim. And when Gavriel returned to Shemayim and told that he had done as he was commanded, there's a tain on him that he shouldn't have sloimaken, he should not have said it, because ein mashivin ala kalkala, that you shouldn't be the bearer of bad tidings and about bad things that happened. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea Simon Tuf Beis, Sif Yud Beis, brings a similar halacha. The halacha brings the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Misha Meislo Meis Veloy Naidalo, if someone became an Ovel but he didn't know it, Ein Chayva Sheyomrlo, there's no Chiv to tell him, Vafilu Meisulo Ova Veimo, even if his father and mother died, Vyalzenema Meitzi Dibahu Ksil. And on that, the Pasuk says, spreading bad tidings, he's a fool. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, continues, Umutul hazmino lesudas erson of nesuin v'chol simcha, and you're able to invite him, knowing he's an avol. As long as he doesn't know, you're able to invite him, kiven she'eini yodeya. The Shilas and Chuvis, Beis Yehuda, asks on this din of the Mechaber, how is it possible that you're able to invite the Avel to an Erison, a Sudas Erison, and sue him, when you know that he's an Avel? How come there's no problem of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol? And the Shilas and Chuvas base you the answers that since we have a din that comes from our Gemara and Yuma of Ein Meshivin Ala Kalkala, and therefore there's an Issa he learns for you to be the spreader of bad tidings, ein oimrim la'adam chait kidei sheyitzkecha avercha v'lo yechta. You are not mechoyev to do a chait, to be the bearer of bad tidings, in order to save your chaver from a chait. Apparently, the Shilas and Tshuvas Beis Yehuda learns that our Gemara's din of ein mashiv and al kalkala isn't staman hanhagas derech eretz, midas toivis, a way to be misnaig, a nice way, good manners, but he's mamish learning it as an iser gomer. Ad kidei kach, it's an iser enough that you don't have to be over the issa in order to prevent your friend from being over an issa. The Machzor Vitri in Simon Reish Ayin Hei, Paskins also, it's mutl hazmino lesudas mitzvah, that it's mutter to be mazmin, an avel to a sudas mitzvah when he's not aware that he's an avel. And the Machzor Vitri explains, she'ein avelis chol olav at she'as aninas alev, that the avelis does not take effect, and the person is not halachically an avel until he hears about it and has the aninas alev, the sorrow in the heart. If we learn that way, that the Avelis does not take effect till the Avel hears about it, and perhaps that's the way that the Shulchan Aruch also learns, then we have no problem with the din of inviting the Avel to a Sudas Erison and a Suin. There's no problem of Lefnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol, because he's not doing an Issa. The Issa is only you have to be Noig Avelis when you know about it. But if he doesn't know about it, there is no dine avelis, so you're not being michshol him in any avera when you invite him to a sudas nesuin. This psak of the Machzor Vitri and the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch is not like the Chedushei Aran in Mayid Katan. In Mayid Katan, Chaf Vav Amid Beis brings a din, Tan Rabbanan, Chayla Shemes Lo Meis, a Chayla whose a relative of his died, so you don't tell him, Shema Titarif Daito Olav, because maybe the news will be too much for him and he'll get sick. And the Ran is Medayik from that Gemara, Mehacha Shaminen Dilabari Chayiv Lahodio. that you have to tell a bari. It's only a heta by a chayla. Because we don't want him to, if we don't tell him, he'll come and do things that an avel is not supposed to do. And therefore, we over dinim isurim that an avel is mechuyevin. We see clearly then that the Ran does not learn like the Machzavitri. The Ran does not learn that the chiyev of the dini avelis comes based on the shmua. But the Ran learns that the chiyev dini avelis comes from the misa. And therefore, if we know someone is an avel, we have to tell him to prevent him from being nichshal in halachas and doing things that an avel should not be doing. This machlokes of the Machzavitri and the Ran, of whether it's the misa that causes the dinei avelis or the shmua that causes the dinei avelis, could be the birur in another machlokes. The Rush in the last parak of Mayid Katan in Simon Sadik Vav in the Rush brings down B'Shem the Meram Rittenberg, Shemes Aviva Imo B'Shar Shahaya Katan. If someone became an Avel, he lost his father or his mother when he was a Katan, but within 30 days of the Misa, the Katan became a Gadol, the Meram Rittenberg holds, the katan is mechuyev to be nayeg shiva ushleishim when he becomes bar mitzvah, and to be nayeg a regular complete avelis when he becomes bar mitzvah. The Rush himself paskins not like the Meram Rittenberg and holds that the katan would be putter from doing the shiva and shleishim when he becomes a gadol. So very well we could be mevayer this machlekes of the Rush with the Meram Rittenberg. Based on this idea, what is the mechuyev in the avelis? Is it the misa or is it the shmua? The Rush himself could learn that which is mechayev the avelis and causes the dinei avelis is the misa. That which a person who has a shmua kriva, where he hears about misa 15 or 20 days after the misa, he's mechuyev to keep dini avelis, could just be a din that the shmua of the misa is mekasher the misa to him. That which he heard about the misa now, it's mitzareif the misa which happened earlier to him, and now he could be nayeg avelis on the misa, but the mechayev, that which causes the dini avelis, is the actual misa itself. Therefore, a katan who was at the time of the misa potter, he was a katan, even if later he becomes a gadol, even within 30 days, he's not going to be mechayev in the dini avelis, since the etzem what's mechayev him in the avelis is the misa, and at the time of the misa he was not a bar chiyuva. As opposed to the Meram Rittenberg, he could hold it's the shmua of the misa, the hearing about the misa, that's mechayev you in avelis. And therefore, normally, when you have a shmua kriva, that's mechamim you enough. Such a type of shmua, a shmua that's within 30 days of the misa, is something that in itself is mechayev you in the dine avelis. It's not the misa, but the shmua that's mechayev you in the avelis. So very well could be that by a katan who becomes a gadol within 30 days of the misa, at that point, it's as if he has a shmua. He's now a bar chiyuva, and there's a shmua which is mechayev him in the avelis. And therefore, the Meram Rittenberg holds, when the katan becomes a gadol, he is mechayev in shiva and shloshim. At the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, how do we know Tashmish Amita is Ikri Inui? So the Gemara brings the pasuk by Lavan and Yaakov Avinu, Im Ta'ana es Benosai, Vim Tikach Nashim. So the Gemara learns, Im Ta'ana es Benosai, that Lavan was telling Yaakov, don't do Inui to my daughters by holding back from them the Oina of Tashmish. And therefore we see the term inui is used in withholding tashmish. And therefore one of the inuyim of Yom Kippur is menias tashmish, not having tashmish. The Gemara later on Amud Beis asks, tashmish gufa ikri inoy, that the term inoy could mean the act of tashmish amit itself. Like we see by Shechem and Dina, vayishkoiv oisa vayya'aneha, that the term inoy is referring not to the prevention, not to the absence of tashmish, but to the act of tashmish. On that, the Gemara answers, that which it says, vayya'aneha, by Shechem and Dina, she'ina mibios acheros. So Rashi in his first pshat learns, she'ina mibios acheros, that he held, once she was by him, he held back tashmish from her, even though she was nis'ave to him. And therefore, there too, by Shechem and Dina, we see that the term inoy refers to the holding back from tashmish. The Ritva says, even though it's amazing to say such a pshat, that Dina, that she was nisava to his tashmish, but Ritva says, once she was nivelous to him, yetza albasha v'nisavsa. Rashi brings another pshat, that the vayaneha by Shechem and Dina is vayaneha with bia shelo kedarka. But Rashi says, you can't say this pshat, because if that's the Gemara's teres, that the Vayaneha by Dina is Bia Shelo Kedarka, so we could say that's what the Vayaneha by Yaakov is. Im Ta'anes B'noisai, that Lavan was saying to Yaakov not to have Bia Shelo Kedarka with his daughters. And then we would have no place where we would see that the word Inoy means Menias Tashmish. And therefore Rashi says, you must say the other pshat, that the Vayaneha by Dina is also that he held back Tashmish from her. Interestingly enough, Rashi in his Pirush on Chumash says Vayaneha by Shechem and Dina means Bia Shelo Kedarka. The very pshat here he says in the Gemara that it cannot mean. And not only Rashi in Chumash, but Tosfos and Yevamos and Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis and Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, also says Vayaneha by Shechem and Dina is Bia Shelo Kedarka. And then came, so we have back to Rashi's Kasha, what's the Raya Vayaneha by Yaakov and Lavan means Menias Tashmish, it could mean Bia Shelo Kedarka. And on that, many of the Achrayim answer, Rebbe Yashav and others, that we know that Lavan knew the Tzidkus of Yaakov, and he wasn't Choshed Yaakov and Bia Shaloi Kedarka. And therefore, even though we see the term Vayaneha by Shechem and Dina could be Taich Bia Shaloi Kedarka, we know that cannot be what Lavan was being Meshbia Yaakov, not to have Bia Shaloi Kedarka. And therefore, we know that Vayaneha, at least by Yaakov, is Menias HaTashmesh. So we know that we could learn from there that Inoy of Yom Kippur is Menias Tashmesh. The Marsha Taka points out that we still, Klachaira, could say that we see from the Torah that the term Inoy means Tashmish, not Menias Tashmish. Like we see many Psukim, Asher Ina es Eishes Reyehu, where it refers, Ino means Tashmish. Taches Asher Inisa, also Ino means Tashmish. So the Marsha says that you must say in those cases, the Inoy refers to the Isser. In other words, it's Inisa because it's a Bia Be'issa. So therefore, that's the term Inoy. When is the Bia is done Be'issa, it's Inoy. And therefore, again, you'll have to say that cannot be the interpretation of what Lavan was telling Yaakov, not to be Ma'anes, B'noisai, not to do Bia Esurim, or Bia Abnida, or whatever type of Issa. Because again, Lavan was not Choshed Yaakov in doing Yisurim. He knew the Tzidkus of Yaakov. And therefore, the Inoy by Yaakov means Menias Tashmish. And that would be L'chari Gemara's Raya, that that could be a Taich for Inoy by Yom Kippur. The Gemara on Amud Beis, 9 lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanan, Asa Lirchoitz Miktsas Gufo Kachal Gufo. There's an Isser Rechitza on Miktsas Gufo Kachal Gufo. However, if it's meluchluch betit, so then there's a heta to remove the dirt. By the Yisrael Sicha, the Gemara says, also it's Asa Mitzas Gufo Kachal Gufo. But the Ima Yechayla, or Shahayla Chatatin Bereishai, Sach Kedarko Vienna Chayshirs. If he's a Chayla, or has Chatatin, something similar to some sort of sickness, so then he's Sach Kedarko Vienna Chayshirs. The Mashmas of this Braisa is that there's a chilek between rechitza and sicha. Rechitza is muta just if he's dirty, if he's meluchluk, petitu, betzaya. Sicha seems to need a higher level. Chayla, chatatin bereishai. The mashmas is a sicha le ha'avir ha'zuama. If it's just a case of sweat, a zuama, dirtiness, sicha in such a case would be asa. The Yerushalmi speaks it up a feirish. The Yerushalmi in the Halacha Aleph in the 8th Perek says, Sicha biyom ekipurin ben sicha shel shaltainig ben sicha she'ena shaltainig asa. That by sicha, both tainig and ena shaltainig is asa, as opposed to rechitza, where it only seems to be an issa shaltainig. And the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Halacha Tes of Hilcha Shvises Asar also says, Asa gam sicha shalola tainag. And this all seems to be not like the shita of Taisvis brought in the bottom Taisvis on Amud Aleph of Daf Ayin Zayin, where Taisvis speaks out clearly only sicha shel tainag is asa, and sicha she'eno shel tainag would be mutter. So though the source for the Rambam seems to be the Yerushalmi and the Mashmas of Ab Raisa here on Amud Beis, the question really would be, what would be the reason for a chumra of sicha over rechitza? The chayra, all the inuyim, if the Raisa that learned from similar psukim, if the drabanan, also, why should there be a reason for sicha to be more chumra than rechitza? That by sicha, bein shel tainig, bein eina shel tainig, it would be asar. Sicha laha virazuama would be asar. While be rechitza, only rechitza shel tainig would be asar. While rechitza she'eina shel tainig would be mutta. The Taitzis Yom HaKippurim Taka says that by sicha, even when you sach laha virazuma, it's considered like sicha shel tainig. His svara is that if it's just for the purpose of cleaning oneself off, it will be enough to do rechitza for the lichlach. This, which you do sicha, so sicha is like an extra thing that's not really needed. It would be enough to do rechitza, lahavir azuama, and therefore a sicha, lahavir azuma, will be nechshav like a sicha shel tainug. So there's not, according to the Tais Yom HaKippurim, there's not really a chumra of sicha over rechitza. Just that which our braisa is mashma, that sicha laha virazuma is asa, while be rechitza be mutta, is because sicha by definition, laha virazuma is an extra thing you don't have to do. So therefore that's called sicha shel tainug, while the equivalent thing by rechitza would be called rechitza she'ena shel tainug. There's a similar idea to this Taisus Yom HaKippurim in a Rabbeinu Manoach brought down on the Rambam, where he tries to answer a different stira in the Rambam. The Rambam here, like we said, by Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, says Sicha, even She'ena Shel Tainug, is Aser on Yom HaKippurim. In Hilchas Tainus, the Rambam says, Tisha B'Av is Aser B'Sicha Shel Tainug, Ki Yom HaKippurim, just like the din is on Yom Kippur. Seems to be that Rambam is saying, only Sicha Shel Tainig is asa. So the Rabbeinu Manoach says that to wash rechitza with water, to wash off dirt, that's the way everybody does it. An ani, an usher, that's the normal way it's done. That's not Meschavein L'Tainig. But Lahavir Hazuama Ayidei Sicha, that's only for rich, comfortable people, and the Hamoin Am doesn't do it like that. And therefore, if you use Sicha, Lehavir Hazuama, It looks like you're doing it ka'isol atainug, and therefore it's asa. And therefore, that's how he learns the Rambam. In Hilchas Tainus, the Rambam is saying, Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur, that only Sicha Shel Tainig is Asa. That which he says, that Sicha Shel Eina Shel Tainug in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim is Asa, he means to say, since Sicha La'aver Azuma is Nira, like it's being done L'Tainug, so therefore it will also be Asa, even though technically Le'avra Azuma might normally be considered Eina Shel Tainug. In this case, it will be Asa Alsa's Nirika Tainug. So Be'etzem, the Rambam holds that the Yisra and Yom Kippur is like Rechitza, Sicha Shel Tainug, but Sicha Le'avra Azuma will get a din Ke'ein, almost like it's a Sicha Shel Tainug. Rebbe Yashav in a Sefer Haros, a Masechtas Yuma, has a different approach to the Rambam based on the Rambam Shita that the Heinuyim Adaraisa. He says, since the Rambam holds the Heinuyim Adaraisa, so the Pasuk Vesach Lo Sachti, which earlier we used for the Issa Sicha, so that teaches us the Daraisa Isser of Sicha An Yom HaKippurim. That the Raisa that the Issa, the Rebbe Yashav says, the Rambam will hold, is only by Sicha Shel Tainug, just like by Rechitza, it's only a Rechitza Shel Tainug that's Asa. But Rebbe Yashav says, we had the Mishnah in Shabbos that made a Zechel Adavar between Sicha and Shesia. There's a Pasuk, Vatavo, Kemayim Bekirbo, Uchashemen Biatzmoisav, where the Mishnah in Shabbos made a hekish between Sicha and Shtiyah. And even though this is only a Zeichel, a Dava, and Asmach, the Bialma, Rebbe Yashav says the Rambam holds that made it, that the Rabbanon made a din, that Sicha Sher Eina Shel Tainig is Asa, just like Shasiya is Asa on Yom Kippur, even if it's Eina Shel Tainig. And therefore, the Rebbe Yashav says the Rambam holds there's two dinim in Sicha. The Rambam holds Sicha Shel Tainug is Asa Midaraisa, just like Rechitza Shel Tainug is Asa. Then there's an additional din, Sicha She'enel Shel Tainug, because of the Pasuk of Atavo, Kamayim Bekirbo, which the Rabbanon made Asa Sicha She'enel Shel Tainug. Therefore, that which the Rambam said in Hilchis Tainis and Peiriches, that Tisha B'Av is also like Yom Kippur, that Sicha Shel Tainug is also, the Rambam meant they made Tisha B'Av like the Daraisa of Yom Kippur, which is Sicha Shel Tainug, which is also. But in Hilchis Shvisis Asar, there the Rambam is telling you the halacha by Yom Kippur, so there he's telling you by Yom Kippur itself, Sicha is Asa, Bein Shel Tainug, and also Eina Shel Tainug, because that the Rabbanan added on based on the Pasuk of Atavo Kamayim Bekirbo. This din, the Rabbanan of Sicha She'eina Shel Tainug, therefore the only Heta is a Chayla, like by all the Rabbanans, where they wave the Rabbanan B'makom Chayla. And that's why the Gemara, that's why the Rambam says, and the Braisa says, that by Sicha, if it's Chatatin Bereishai or Chayla, there there's going to be a Heta of Sicha. Rebbe Yashav says, would come out according to this, if you would have a Chayla, who because of his sickness would have to either do Rechitza or Sicha on Yom HaKippurim, it would be better for him to do Rechitza. The Rechitza She'ena Shel Tainug is not Aser at all. The Sicha She'ena Shel Tainug is Asa Midrabbanan. And even though the Rabbanan was waived B'makom Chayla, but if he could get out of it in a way that's not Asa at all, which Rechitza She'ena Shel Tainug, Avada, that would be better for him to do. The Gemara continues, Tana Dvei Menashe, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oime, Madicha Isha Yada Achas B'mayim, V'nosenes Pas Latinok, the Eina Chasheshes. Rashi learns what's the Gemara talking about. A woman has to give food to her Tinuk, and she has not done, since it's Yom Kippur, she has not done the Tilos Yadayim in the morning, but now because of that there's the Ruach Ra that's on, that will now get on the bread. So therefore, since she has to feed the child, she's allowed to wash the hand now in order to take off the Ruach Ra to feed the Tinuk. Tosfos says, according to Rashi, it's mashma clearly, that there's no din of Netilas Yadayim on Yom Kippur in the morning. And that the only heter to wash the hands here is because the woman has to touch bread to feed her Tinuk. The Rabbeinu Tam himself says that Avada, even without having to feed the Tinuk, there is a din of Netilas Yadayim on Shachris and Yom Kippur. He says, because it's no worse than Mamlachos Petitu Vitzaya. Just like if you have dirt on your hands or on your body, you're able to wash off the dirt. So the same thing here in Netilas Yadayim in the morning, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, that if you touch your mouth or you touch parts of your body without doing the Tilas Yadayim, it's a danger for the body. And therefore, Ein Lecha Meluchluch Gadol Mizeh. So Avada Rabbeinu Tam says that we're not talking here about somebody who did not do Netilas Yadayim in the morning. There is the normal din Netilas Yadayim on Yom Kippur. But what we're talking about here is a certain thing called shifta. There was a certain danger if you would if you fed a tinuk who was a ben dalet or hey shanim, and you fed him with hands that you didn't wash right before you touched the bread, it was a danger because of the shade, this ruach ra, the shifta, which would get to the young child and choke him, chanakto. And this danger was there even if in the morning you had washed your hands. This was a separate problem, this ruach ra called shifta, if right before you touched the bread, you didn't wash your hands. And Rabbeinu Tam says, that which we don't do it today, to wash the hands right before we feed a child bread, is because this ruach ra is not shayra amongst us in our present places where we live, and therefore we don't have to be chayshish for it anymore. The Rambam is also not mata netilas yadayim shachris, both on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Seems to be that the Rambam also holds, like the Shita of Rashi, that there's no heter of netilas yadayim even in the morning when you wake up, even because of the Ruach Ra in the morning, on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. What would be Rishat in Rashi and the Rambam? The Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Tes Amud Aleph says, Tanya Rav Nasan Aima, Bas Chayrin Izu, the name of Ruach Ra, when you wake up, it's called Bas Chayrin, Umak Bedes Ache Yirchatz Yadav Gimel Pa'anim, and until you wash three times on each hand, the Ruach Ra stays. So therefore, really two kashas. If you have this ruach ra, which could be mazik you, then how is it possible that you're not allowed to wash in the morning? Why is it not any worse than meluchlich betit, the betzaya, like Tosfos asks? And furthermore, Rashi says the heta to finally wash for this ruach ra is when you have to feed the tinuk bread, and there Rashi says you wash one time. If this ruach ra only comes off when you wash three times, what's going to help washing one time? And the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim learns that you see from here that that din, which is brought down in the Gemara in Shabbos, b'shem Rav Nasan, the Rabbanan taka argue on it. The Rabbanan are going to argue two ways. First of all, they'll hold you don't have to wash three times. You only have to wash once. Like the Gemara in Yuma here is Mashma. And not only do you only have to wash once, there's no sakana from this Ruach Ra, from touching your mouth or touching your nose. The only problem is, if you come to feed a tinuk bread, then there's a problem with this Ruach Ra, that if you touch the bread, there's a problem for the tinuk. But that Ruach Ra comes off with one netila, not like Reb Nasan. The Ran brings down the Rambam Upaskins and Perek Zayin from Hilchot Tefillah that B'yoyim HaKippur ben Tisha B'Av, since there's no rechitza, you don't make the bracha al Netilas Yadayim. And also, v'lo ha-mavr chevle shena, you don't make that bracha. And he brings that there are those who hold that by Yom Kippur, since it's asa benilas asandal, you don't make the bracha shasli katsarki, which you make when you put on your shoes. As the Rambam Lashitaso holds that normally the birchas ha-shachris are made when you do the various things. When you do it ala seder, when you put on your shoes, you make the bracha shasli katsarki, and the different brachas are made when you do the various things. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, when you do not do those things, you don't make those brachas. But the Ran himself says, Mistam, you do make the bracha sha'asali kol tzarki, because first of all, it's biyado and brushuso occasionally to put on the shoes on Yom Kippur, in a case of sakonas akrav. So since there's a possibility of putting on the shoes Yom Kippur, you would make that bracha. And then he gives another svara, that you're not making the bracha specifically, the brachas hashacha, and you're putting on the shoes, but in general, you're making it on the minig shel oilam, that you're being mevarech, the minig of people, in other words, the way the world goes, that shoes are generally put on. The same way he says that you make the bracha nice in the sechvi vina, even though you didn't befeirish here the koil of the tarnagol. The Gemara on Amud Beis of Daf Ayin Zayin then gives many cases where we matter somebody to walk through a river and seemingly do rechitza on Yom Kippur. Someone goes lahakbil pnei aviv rabo because of kavod, or someone goes even lintar peiri to go make sure his peiris are okay because of hafsid mamon, or someone could cross through a river to go to a shir. The Gemara says not only to go to a shir, but even to come back from the shir, he could go through the water. Because if you don't allow him to come back, maybe machshilim lasad lava when he won't go to the shir. But then the Gemara has an abaya, Rebbe Eitzel Talmud Mahu. Can the Rav cross through the river to go to the Talmud? And Rabbi Ebel Yashiv, Zeche Tzadik Levrach, explains what the abaya is. Because we see in the Mishnah that they were mata a kala or a melech to wash their face, kala shlo tiskana al bala, melech al the kavod malchus, that he's allowed to wash his face, and l'chayre he gets tainig, they're doing a regular washing, so l'chayre they get tainig. But we see from the Mishnah that when a rechitza is done for a different purpose, other than the tainig, even if memeila the person gets tainig, the kala and the melech get tainig, it's still considered a rechitza she'ena shel tainig. Since it's being done for a different purpose, even if memeila tainig comes, therefore it's considered a rechitza she'ena shel tainig, and it's muta. And that's why l'hakbel p'nei rabo, p'nei aviv, it's being done for the purpose of kavod, or l'interperi, it's being done for hafsid mamon. Since it's being done for a different purpose, even though avadah has tainig days going through the river, could be it's a hot day and there's a lot of tainig, but l'mais, if it's not being done for the purpose of tainig, so it's still going to be considered a rechitza she'ein el shel tainig, and it's mutta. And that's the Gemara's abaya by Rav Eitzel Talmud. Do we say, since it's being done for the purpose of the Rav getting to the Talmud, not for the purpose of the Rechitza, so we should also consider it a Rechitza She'ena Shel Tainug, since he's not doing it for Rechitza? Or no, do we say this Svara, that if it's being done for something else, we consider it a Rechitza She'ena Shel Tainug, is only if that other purpose is a real tzairich, something that we consider a tzairich that has to be done. Kavod Rav, even Hefzid Mamon, go into a shir. But since Rav Eitzel Talmud isn't a real tzairich, there's no mitzvah kavod like Talmud Eitzel Rav, maybe such a case, the alternate reason that you're doing it isn't enough to consider it a rechitza she'ena shel tainug. The Taz Taka points out in Orachayin Simin Tafrei Shud Gimel that Enochanami, you would have to say that the case of the Rav Eitzel the Talmud is that he's not coming to be Malamadim Taira. Because as we see in the Gemara for Talmud Taira, passing through the river is Mutta.
It would have to be for some other reason, Rabbi Yashiv says, it would have to be like some sort of covet, something in the relationship of the Rav and the Talmud. But it couldn't be strictly Lilma Taira, because if it was Lilma Taira, then L'chayru would be Mutta. And that's the Gemara's Abaya of Rav Eitzel Talmud if it's Mutta. The Gemara comes out, it's Abaya Delo Ifshita. The Gemara is not Paishita Shaila. And Taka the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tafreshud Gimel Sif Zayin Paskins, that it's usur for the Rav to go through the water to go Eitzel Talmud. The Rif Paskins the same way. And the Taz Taka asks there, Lamaisa, since the Inuyim, the Shulchan Aruch is holding that the Inuyim ad Dirabanan, how come he, since if it's a Bayad Lo Ifshita, he Paskins that it's usur for the Rav to go to the Talmud? L'chayra should be a suffix to Rabbanan, and if it's a bayid lo ifshita, we should go l'kula. The Taz doesn't answer this question. Rabbi Yashiv says, maybe since we see these inuyim, even on the tzad that the Rabbanan were asmechu on different psukim, so therefore we treat it with some taikif and some chumrah of a daraisa, and therefore by a bayid lo ifshita, we'll go suffix l'chumrah. The Taisis Yishanim and many Rishonim have other problems with going through the river. Even if we'll come out that these cases are considered Rechitza, She'ena Shal Tainig, because they're being done for a different purpose, they're not being done L'Shem Rechitza, but we should have different reasons why it should be Usur to go through the water on Yom Kippur. One problem they deal with is the Yisra of Schita. These cases here, they're walking through the water with their begadim. How come there's no chshash of the Yisr Schita when they go through the water? So the Taisis Yishanim and other Rishonim say that there's a heker that's done here. The Gemara says, he's oiver uvilvad shelo yotzi yado mitachas chafas chaluko, that he has to leave his, he shouldn't take his hand out from underneath the garment that's over him. And the Taisis Yishanim learns that's l'shem heker, that he goes through in this way where it's totally a beged, and he doesn't lift up and take his hands out and lift up the beged. Since he try to lift it up a little, take his hands out. Since he's going through in this different way with his hands underneath the beged and walking through Malovish, that's going to be a heker to him that he should be remember not to do schita. Rashi Taka learned that the uvad shelo yotzi yado mitachas chayfes chaluko was for a different reason, that if he takes his hand out and takes the beged and sort of throws it over his shoulders, he's not going to be wearing it in the regular way, and it's going to be a hotzah problem on Yom Kippur, that it's going to be like a masoi that he's carrying it, and that's the reason he has to keep the hand underneath the begadim. But the Taisis Yishanim and the other Rishonim learn that this is done here as some sort of heker, that he's keeping it lovish and as a begging on him, and therefore that's why there isn't a problem of schita here. An additional problem that the Rishonim deal with is the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis. It says over there that the Shriyaso Zehi Kibuso, that by taking a beged and soaking it, that's considered washing it, and therefore, l'chayru, when the person on Yom Kippur walks through the river, there should be a problem of libin of the begadim. So one approach of the Rosh, the Ran, the Ritva, and the Taisis Yishanim is that which we say by a beggar, triyaso, zeh kibuso, is dafka like the case in Zvachim, where the beggar has like a dam stain on it. It has a specific stain on it, and then just soaking the beged, that's considered libin or kibus. But if you have a beged that just is a little worn looking, or maybe isn't perfectly, it's not perfectly clean, it's not the, it's a little black as opposed to all white, so but you don't really have a stain on it, so in such a case, we wouldn't say shriyaso ze kibuso, and that's why there's no problem of libin in Agamar and Yuma. Ein hachanami, if this Rav was going to see the Talmud and he had a specific large stain on the beged, he wouldn't be able to go through the river. Another teretz, a teretz of the Rosh and the Ran, Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yasha, is that din of shriyaso ze kibuso is dafka when you're doing it b'derech libud. You're doing it in a way of cleaning. You have a tub of clean water, and you take your beged and soak it in the tub. So it's being done in the derech libun, so that's a problem of kibbutz. But someone who's walking through the river, that's not derech libun, adarabba. That's derech lichluch, to walk through a river and wearing a beged. And therefore, when it's done in that way, derech lichluch, there's no problem of kibbutz. For the same reason why you would be able to take your hands, which are wet, on Shabbos, and wipe them on a towel, and we don't say, hey, you're soaking the towel, getting it wet from the water on your hands. Because since that's being done derech lichluch, that's not a way of cleaning the towel, that's a way of the towel actually getting dirty. So therefore, there's no problem of liban. So here also, when one is walking through the river, that's not going to be considered a derech of cleaning, but a derech of lichluch, and therefore it'll be mutter. Another teretz of the Yoso Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yasha says that this din Shriyaso Zeh Kibuso will depend on the type of beged. There are certain begadim that get washed very easily, and those begadim, just soaking them, will be considered kibbutz. But there are other begadim where it's not soaking, it doesn't do it. It needs soaking along with shifshuf. So it's going to depend on the type of the beged, whether we'll say shviyasu zekibuso. And you'll have to say, Gemara and Yuma is talking where he's wearing a type of beged that we won't say shviyasu zekibuso. Similarly, well, the other teretz will be that it's talking that he's wearing a beged shel or. A beged shel or, that everybody says, we would not say shviyasu zekibuso.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.